You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
This is the E-Man After Show. I'm Mandy, and that's E-Man over there.
Yes, it is the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us again for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network, where it is the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we're so excited. Shout out to all of you that are out there listening on the network.
Yes, right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. It is another Sunday afternoon, another Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes.
We're so excited and delighted at all of you guys that's listening to us on the network tonight. Why? Because this is your number one listening radio station.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and I have my sidekick over there. That's Mandy over there.
Hola.
Yeah, we're so appreciative that she would... Listen, we just you open up your studios again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a capability of doing this show in my studios and your studio. Mm-hmm. I just had to drive too far now, so I've had to do when I'm doing the show, your show. I've just had to stay here.
Right, right, and it's okay.
Yeah, well, you got all this high tech digital stuff in your studio now, so you know I got the capability of doing it over here. So we are broadcasting this show in the Mandy's studios on tonight. I am E-Man and. We got another great episode for you guys tonight. We so appreciate all of you guys coming in on the phone lines on the network. Listen, we're on all social media.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're on all social media over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, if you want to follow us on all social media, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Because,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you can find us in and everywhere on We Talk Radio Network. Well, listen, we on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Mandy, whatever sites we're on. Over
yes,
there.
Yes, we're on Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio. You guys know we're on YouTube, right? Tune in. As E-Man said, Spotify, Amazon Music. We're going to be on Pandora soon and Stitcher, so stay tuned for that. Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes, and so we are on all those platforms. Listen, if you want to join the E-Man After Show, Mandy, if you want to write me, if you want to talk to me, how do they get in touch with me, Mandy?
Okay, so guys, you can email E-Man at eman@wetalkradio.com. Again, that's his name, eman@wetalkradio.com.
Yeah, and we so appreciative of all of you guys. Listen, we got this YouTube channel we're pushing over here over at We Talk Radio.
Right.
Yes, you can go to wetalkradio.com. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, what would we really want them to do?
We want them to subscribe. Guys, subscribe to the channel. You will receive the latest updates. And just, you'll be involved with what's happening here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes. Well, we're broadcasting this show tonight in the Mandy's studio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that's a long way to drive to be flying down the freeway trying to get to my studio. And so I'm hanging out over here in your studio tonight. We just come off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. This is why this show is somewhat called the E-Man After Show, because I'm coming off of your show.
Right, right.
And, yeah, we so appreciative to all of you guys that follow us over there on Mandy, the Mentor, on Blog Talk Radio. But we are doing this show tonight in Mandy's studio. You got E-Man tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mandy, I got a big six questions that I'm putting out there. Listen, I had a special guest tonight.
Yes.
But he had to reschedule, so we'll have him next Sunday night. He had another event that he was doing and they carried over, so we'll bring him in next Sunday night. We'll interview him, Mandy, but tonight I'm gonna put a big six question out there for the fellas on tonight.
All right, now
let's go do a little recap of what we did on last Sunday night. We had a special guest by the name of Miss C.J. Bell last Sunday night.
We did have Miss C.J. Bell. She is the founder and CEO of Elite Vision Event Planning.
Yes, and she had a conference on yesterday, and we was a part of that conference, and we hosted that conference. It was off the chain.
It was off the chain. It was so awesome. Her conference consisted of speakers and intercessors. So the speakers would speak on various topics, and per topic, every intercessor would come up following that speaker and pray about it.
Yes, it was an awesome conference. It was early.
Yes, it was early.
Yeah, because I think she said on the show last Sunday night, Jesus got up early to pray.
And he did.
Listen, we was up early.
Yes.
Yeah, man, 4 o'clock in the morning on the Saturday morning, my goodness. You know, but she had breakfast. She served breakfast. We got a hot breakfast. And we hosted that conference, and it was such an awesome conference. So, thanks, shout out to Elite Vision Event Planning.
Yes.
Yes.
Founded by Miss C.J. Bell.
We was honored to do her conference. It was enlightening. It was empowering. We was empowered. We was renewed yesterday by mm-hmm. what she's done. So, kudos to her and all of you guys that, because we sponsored by 4 or 5 people for that conference.
We sure did. We did, and they mm-hmm. and they attended, and you know, we received great feedback.
Yeah, we had a few of them did it virtually, and we had a few of them came in person.
Right.
It was an awesome conference. So, Miss C.J. Bell, if you're listening out there anywhere, shout out to you. You hosted a great conference. We was really appreciative of the whole conference on yesterday.
Yeah, we were so appreciative. Guys, for those of you that are listening on the network, shout out to you once again. For those of you that are standing by on the phone line, if you want to speak to E-Man tonight and join the conversation, press option 1 and he will bring you in.
And yeah, and that number is 563-999-3456.
Yes, that's 563-999-3456.
Well, you know, man, I'm all refreshed and renewed and rested up today.
Mm-hmm.
And we just so appreciated all of you guys will hang out. I know this is a late show.
It is.
You know, and to all of you night owls, we get a lot of night owl people on this show.
Right.
You know, because it's all people streaming and surfing on the network. And you got people that just on, you know, hey, this is just a new way of the world.
It is.
You know, I get people all the time. Yeah, I've been on and I checked out your show. I said, well, thank you. They're like, oh, I'm about to keep chiming in. They get stuck here.
Yeah, this is really a good show. Mm-hmm. I received a lot of great feedback regarding your show. Really a good show. Very interesting. And you have an interesting topic. You have men that call in and engage. I think that's really good, because a lot of women and a lot of people, period, but me as a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, we gravitate to things like that. If
right.
you see a lot of men that's having a conversation and speaking on various topics that we may not necessarily be aware of when it comes to the depth of the conversation
mm-hmm.
between men.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so it's good. I know I receive a lot of good feedback in regards to your show.
Well, thank you, there. And shout out to all of you that listen to the E-Man Show and have gave me a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, Kia Davis. Yes.
She got one more day to celebrate her birthday.
Listen, it's almost over, Kia. Come on now. You've celebrated, it'll be 31 days from January. I guess she did the whole month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but she did the thing. She
yeah.
done went to a concert.
Yeah.
She done relaxed and had room service. And
all type of stuff.
All right now.
Anyway, shout out to the owner and founder and CEO over here on We Talk Radio. Shout out to all the great personalities over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes.
Why? Because we have something for you every day of the week.
That is so true.
Yes. And so we so appreciative, but we are really pushing this YouTube channel.
Right.
We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. You can see all the great things that's going on. You know, you can go to our bookstore. You can buy the, all the stuff that they got in the bookstore. Listen,
yeah.
if you go on the network, you'll see the bookstore.
Uh-huh.
Got all kinds of stuff for We Talk Radio.
Yeah, so you want to go on there and look at some merchandise. And as E-Man stated that
mm-hmm.
here on We Talk Radio, we have something for you every day of the week. So you definitely want to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can find out about the radio personalities.
Right, right. And so we're so happy tonight that you guys are hanging out with us. And, man, I got a big 6 question that I'm putting out there tonight.
All right, what's your question?
You know, I talked about this, and I guess people probably say, is he going to really talk about that? And so, yeah, I got a question tonight. I'm going to bring some of these fellas in. We're going to get into conversation. Why? Because This is just something I want to know. I mean, I was just thinking about that. I was like, okay, a lot of people know I proposed to you, and a lot, and you accepted.
I did.
So we getting married this year.
We are.
We're in the planning stages, and in that, what a lot of people don't know, Men, is that you hired me on in your company.
Mm-hmm.
You have an organization called Men to the Mentor International.
Right.
And then we have two. You have two shows.
Mm-hmm.
You have Men to the Mentor Show and Men to the Mentor Show Live South Africa.
Right.
Which I produce and host all of them shows.
Yes, you
both
do.
Shows.
Yes, you do.
And hosting those two shows and producing those two shows and being the manager of your organization, I get a nice check from you for the last 2 years, a real good check.
Really healthy, yes.
Yes. I ain't booking you, Heather.
You'll find out once we say I do.
Yeah. So
No, I'm joking.
You have paid me from day one,
mm-hmm.
because when we first started, it was business. We didn't even see this part of it.
Right.
You know, and so we sit down and we negotiated and we did the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We had to come back to the table twice to do the contract.
Yes, we did.
Because you had one price in mind and I had another one.
Listen, E-Man, I'm like, this man is not going to let up. We're going back and forth. We're sitting there talking. It was a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in business, you know, strategizing.
Mm-hmm.
And E-Man, I mean, I'm telling you guys, you come to somebody that likes to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
That would be you.
And then we came to a common agreement. You met me halfway.
I did.
And I got a couple of raises as you say, okay, well, I ain't give you that kind of money. I don't know what you can do. And so I said, that's fair.
Yeah, he was
very fair. And then after the next year, you gave me a raise.
I did.
And then you gave me another raise.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, that's it, E-Man. I ain't giving you no more raises. I said, huh? You know, but I've been getting a nice check from you because
right.
a lot of people don't know your organization is a 501c3.
Right.
They just think when people say that, they just, oh, they ain't got no business. No, it's a legit company.
That's right.
You know, I get a paper check. I don't, because see, sometimes I be wanting my check in my hand. I be wanting to see it.
Right.
And you give me a paper check and it ain't bounced yet. Ha-sha-ta.
That's right.
And so, now that we get it married, this is the question I'm proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the fellas out there and to the sisters out there tonight, this is our question, our big six question for the E-Man after show. And so you guys listen to what I'm proposing. When your boss becomes your wife, and you get a check, does it become yours or ours? That's what I'm asking tonight.
All right.
When your boss becomes your wife and you get paid from, you know, your boss,
yes,
do the check, is it our check or is it just my check?
Right. So that's a good question, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, we want to hear feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong. This is just your opinion. And and we're all operating, speaking to myself, out of self-control tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say it like this here. It's my check.
Bro.
I work for it.
Bro.
Uh-huh.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Listen, it'll be in my camp. You know,
back that thing up now.
Mandy. I'm gonna cash that check and I'm gonna put all of it right behind that in that wallet where real tight where you can't.
Well, your wife know where that hide spot is every time. Hey, I might pretend like I don't know, but when it's time for them dollars to come out, I'm gonna let you know. Amen. Man, to know where the money is.
Yeah, so that's our question tonight. Our question tonight is our big six question. Listen to me once again. When your boss becomes your wife, because she ain't my wife yet.
I get a
good check from you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's coming in the next 2 days that I get paid at the first of the month.
Yes.
When is the first?
It's two days from now.
Two days from now.
But let me say this to you. We are getting ready to have another meeting, and we're coming back to the table.
Are we?
Oh, yes. Very soon. I'm working on it now, and I'm getting ready to present this to you. Because, see, we have to plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that comes with sacrifice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a man that can sacrifice.
Listen,
for a woman.
I ain't got no sacrifice in me. Listen, you're on sacrifice doing your shows. I show up every day.
I mean, you know.
I'm on time. You know,
you
I work.
Me, you
know,
see me over here batting my eyes.
None of that works for me. And so I show up. I do my job.
You do a good job.
Mm-hmm. And so I want to be
paid. But you got to throw those seeds, bro.
No, I'm through someone.
Listen, you have to throw. You sowing into your future.
Well, listen, we got to take a break. And when we come back out of the break, we're going to bring some of the fellas in. We're going to bring some of you ladies into the conversation, too, tonight. If you stand by on the phone lines and you want to join this conversation, call us at 563-999-3456. This is my question before we go to break. When your boss becomes your wife,
mm-hmm,
and you get a check from her, does it become yours? Does it become yours or ours? That's the question that I'm asking tonight. Listen, guys, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. Man, we got to take a break.
Yes, let's take a break, guys. Keep it locked here on E-Man After Show. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. Oh yes. I'm the man. Come on, man. Take. Let's bob. Let's bob, man.
All right, man. In the club and rock the party.
All day.
I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got it his made. That's who I'm you.
Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing about that, man.
I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I am E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. It is We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, man, and we listen and we take action.
Right.
And we so appreciative of all of you guys that's hanging out. You are listening to your number one radio station right here on WeTalkRadio.com. Listen, guys, we want you to go to our YouTube channel. We want you to subscribe on our YouTube channel. That's We Talk Radio Network. We want you to like. We want you to share. We want you to make a comment.
Uh-huh.
But what we want to do, man?
We want you guys to subscribe. Subscribe, guys, to our YouTube channel so you can receive the latest updates. And also you can learn more about the multiple radio personalities.
Yes, and all the things that we got going on over here at We Talk Radio. We got a lot of great events coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot going on. But you have to go to the network, you know.
Right.
Go to the network and you can see all of those great things. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis, really, I'm inspired by Miss Kia Davis.
Right.
You know, it's 12 years now, you know, she's been putting her foot on the ground and building an awesome network.
Yes, she has.
And we peacock proud high union. I'm not saying that because she's my boss.
Right.
You know.
No, but she mm-hmm. is who she is. You know, this is something she's done. You know, she's put her foot to the ground, and she's really been just blazing this trail for 12 years now.
Yes, and if you just want to do a show over here on the network, go to WeTalkRadio.com.
Uh-huh.
Go to WeTalk Radio Network and get in touch with the people over here at the station. You can end up doing your show over here.
Right.
Yes, and we want to support her. We want to support all black business.
That's right.
Yes. But, Amanda, got a big six question.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have heard now that, you know, Kia and Mr. T. Smiley, they started this last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got engaged.
Right.
And some got in there. You know, it's two bugs going around, and we caught that little bug. Right.
Right.
And so we ended up getting engaged, you know, at the beginning of the year.
We did.
And we're planning a big wedding.
We are.
And we just did a conference yesterday with a young lady that, you know, she's an event planner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that conference. So we working out all that. We'll let you guys know that. But out of that, a lot of people didn't know you was my boss. You know, a lot of people, they probably just thought, oh, they just doing the show together.
Yeah.
And I guess they didn't think I was getting a check from you or I really work for you.
Right.
You know, and I work for your organization and I get a nice check. Keep it coming.
Keep it going.
And so out of that, you know, it you know, in my thinking, I said to myself, because I asked a few people this question because mm-hmm. it just popped up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we get married, you know, because I think we did a show last year. We was talking about workaholics or something like that.
Right.
And having multiple end screens, and we were just talking about money and, you know, you having joint accounts, you know, that type of stuff. Mm. So now that me and you are getting married and you're my boss, I got a big six question that I'm putting out there tonight. Mm. And let me put big six. That's big six right there.
Right.
You know, and this is my question. You know, when your wife becomes your boss and you get a check, does the check become ours or does it become ours or yours or become yours or ours?
Mm.
And so that's my question tonight, man. Are you in this conversation tonight?
I am in this conversation.
You coming in on a domino?
Yeah, give me 6-3.
You want 15 already?
Ta-da.
Yeah, so that's you.
I want all my money. Catch it. You catch that? All my money.
You make sure you hear what you say, because I want all my money. For sure that.
Right.
Yeah, you set yourself up. Yeah, you. I want all my money for sure. Yes, and so that proposed our question tonight. You know, when you marry and your wife is already a boss, she has an organization, you work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it become ours or yours or ours?
Mm.
You know, is it my money or is it our money together?
It's our money.
No, we got to talk about see how that, because I don't know how that work yet.
Well, you need to find out, especially before we get married.
No, listen, I want to check. You know that, you know, because you... You know, I guess the bank gave y'all these little pretty checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every check, it's the same stuff on there, but it's a different color check. You know, it's all fancy and stuff like that. You signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And since you left-handed, you're kind of like, people, I guess they would think I'd be signing it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, you know, I said, no, that's our signature. I deposited, and it ain't had no problems.
Right.
And so I don't want no problems when we get married. I want that same check.
You don't have no problem because it's going to say, your name, and then it's going to have my name right up under yours, right?
I want to talk about that.
The ball going to bounce both ways.
Yes, I want to talk about that tonight. Why? Because, you know, you're my boss.
I am.
I get a check from you. You have the organization, Mandy the Mentor. I manage that company.
Yes.
You know, and then I do both of your shows.
Right.
Paid me good for the last 2 years.
Yes, you do manage Mandy the Mentor International,
mm-hmm.
and you produce both radio shows.
And co-host.
Yes.
And we did a contract at first, and you was like, I don't know you, dude. You know, we got to meet at the – I mean, you know what you told me? You said, listen, sir, I don't know you that well.
Right. I didn't see your work.
And then I said, well, let me give you some samples of the shows I have done before.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to the shows that I've done before, you check me out, and you hired me.
I did.
And I ain't missed a check yet.
You have not missed a check yet. You
and ain't none of them bounced.
You get paid faithfully, okay?
At the first of every month, which is 2 days, I want my check too. You know? and so with that being said, you know, when we get married, I'm asking the question tonight, when your wife becomes your boss, is it our check? Is it my check?
It's ours.
I'm going to try to bring some of these fellas into the conversation. Let me see. I'm going to bring Mr. Anthony in. Last four numbers, 4875. I assume that's Anthony number. Hello, Anthony. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Brother E-Man.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing mighty fine, man. I'm fine. Blessed and highly favored.
Yes, sir. What domino you coming in on tonight, sir?
6-5.
You coming in on 6-5. Okay.
You put me in.
Yeah, I'm about to keep that, bro. You came in on 6.
Yeah, I blew my 5 points.
Yes, sir.
Right, right.
I was like, okay, he gonna pass up that money.
That's because he married. He had to go to the spouse.
Is that how that worked? No, we should get into this conversation tonight, Ant. Well, thank you, my man, for joining. This is my man right here, Anthony Smith. All right, let's bring this. I believe this is Dwayne. Last four numbers, 3900. Mr. Dwayne, how are you, sir?
I am fine. I'm blessed. Highly favored.
Yes. What domino you coming in on tonight, sir?
He took 6-5. I don't know. Put me in for something.
I'm going to put you in for 6-2 and give you 10 points because Anthony missed his 5 points. That puts you in the conversation tonight. We're around the domino table tonight. Let me see if I can bring Mr. T. Smiley, last four numbers, 4063. I believe this is Mr. T. Smiley. Mr. T. Smiley, hello, sir.
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, you the man. You the man. How you doing this evening, sir?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Yes, sir.
What domino you coming in on, my friend?
So I believe it was let me do a 6'3". I'll take 5.
No, 6'3" is out there. Manny got 15. Anthony, he missed his point. Dwayne got 10, so I'm going to give you 6 blanks. That's going to put you 10 points. You in the conversation
okay.
tonight, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, guys, I want to thank all you guys that joined the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys over on the network, on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to – listen, we got any sisters out there. I see somebody raising their hand. We got any women out there tonight. You want to join this conversation because my big 6 question tonight is – because I'm getting ready to get married to this woman this year, but she's been my boss for the last 2 years. And, guys, this is what I want to know. When she becomes your boss, when she's your boss and becomes your wife and give you a check like men have been giving me, does it become my – is it still my check or is our check? You know, Mr. T. Smiley, you're in the same boat I'm in. So I definitely want to know your opinion.
I'll start off.
Well, let me do this before you start, Mr. T. Let me go and do this disclaimer, you know, because I know I'm going to have to do this disclaimer. Why? Because these are just our opinions. We don't want nobody to come back talking crazy. So, Mr. T, you know, you the boss over here. Let me do this to protect us in the network.
The opinion
does
not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Let me do that again, man, just in case y'all didn't hear that on the network, because I don't want Mr. T. Smiley to be calling me by nothing.
The opinion and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Well, thank you there, sir. And the reason why we want to always do those disclaimer, Mandy, because Mr. Smiley already know this is just our opinion.
Right, right.
You know,
it is.
And we understand how radio go, and, everything got to be fact-checked and allegedly and all that type stuff. And so that's why it's not a wrong or a right answer. This is just what we talk about. And we're around the domino table. When men come around the domino table, we have interesting conversations,
mm-hmm.
and it can get heated.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean that we fussing or disagreeing. It just get heated, don't it, Mr. T?
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we just come from somebody done raised their hand up already. Let's see who this caller is. Last 4 numbers, 9991. You're on the E-Man After Show. This is a new number for me. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. How are you? Victoria, call in the other week.
Yes, I was trying to put my dominoes together so I could see if I can get some money, but it moves
okay.
so fast. So,
you want to be in this conversation tonight?
Yes, sir.
What domino are you coming in on, ma'am?
I'm trying, y'all. I moved so fast they took the money away from me twice. So, I'm trying to get my
You ain't gonna get no money. I'm going to put you in on 6. I'm going to go. Let me see. What can you get? You can't get. Yeah, you know what? You can get 5 points. I'm going to give you 5 points. I'm putting you in on 6. Well, no, you can't get 5 points on that neither.
Wow.
We're just going to put you in.
We're going to put you in on. We're going to put. No, you ain't going to get no money, but I'm bringing you into the conversation.
Oh, I can get 15?
Yeah, you can. You better call it. I ain't calling it.
Get my 15.
Okay,
get my
15. What domino you coming? What domino you coming in on?
Double three.
You coming in on 3? Oh, that give you 15 points. Do that, sir. Oh, okay.
Yes, it
all
does.
Right. All right. That puts you. That puts
got
you
domino
in.
Fail. We got domino
oh
okay.
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Lordy. Okay.
She like. That's our money.
Okay, we got
guess.
2 women around the table tonight. I don't know if
yes,
you heard
sir.
The question, Miss.
I already did, and I already got my response for it.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out.
Go right ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to Kia D. Happy birthday. I know you're enjoying all month. I just want to thank you because of you, you've given other people opportunities, you know, and people are flourishing with their opportunities, you know. So, Kia D, big shout-out to you.
Yes.
Amanda, Mandy. Y'all shows are awesome. You know, y'all
thank
keep doing
you.
What y'all doing.
Thank you.
Now, back to the question at hand.
Mm.
Now, when
well,
your wife becomes your
hold
boss,
on a minute. Hold on
how
a minute,
does
Victoria.
The pay go?
Victoria, can you hear me? Hold on one second.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. We gonna get to you. Well, listen, we're excited. I'm excited that I have a woman.
Right.
I'm excited, Mandy.
She ready.
She ready. And you called in, about 2 weeks ago. And I told you to continue to listen and call in. So you can call in anytime and sit around the domino table with us men. Because, Victoria, I don't know if you know completely how the show go. We men just come around the domino table. We put questions out there. We discuss them. Sometimes they get heated. So, you know, this is what we do around the domino table. So I got a few fellas. And so what I do, I direct a question to each person. And then you can give us, you know, your opinion on what you think. All right, ma'am?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We talking about yes, ma'am, or yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to go straight to Mr. T. Smiley. I'm going to direct this question first because me and Mr. T. Smiley, we're in the same boat, Mandy.
Right, right.
Yeah, Mr. T. Smiley, he proposed last year to Miss Kia D. Awesome proposal and engagement.
Yes.
He did the doggone thing, and I've been telling people there's two bugs going around.
Mm-hmm.
It's that other bug that everybody's been catching. And it's been the love bug.
Right.
And me and Mandy caught the love bug.
I'm glad y'all caught the love bug.
You glad?
I'm glad y'all got the love bug.
Yes. And so, Mr. T, Miss Davis is your boss. At the end of the day, she all our boss. You know, so I'm just curious to know, because my opinion is that's my check and that's my money. And so, you know, I got Mandy have given me a check, Mr. T, and Anthony and Dwayne and Victoria. And I cash it. It stays in my account. I deposit it. But now that we put these accounts together, you know, I want to continue to cash my check because that's my money. So, Mr. T, help me out here. You know, how this going to work, Mr. T? You finna do the same thing. How this going to work, sir? Come on with it.
Okay. So, the way it's been working and the way I'm sure it's going to continue to work, even though she is my boss, you know, and I get paid, you know what I'm saying? When we get married, even now, I mean, the check, it may have my name on there. And it may say my full government name on there, and I may go cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, no matter who name on the check, she's still getting a piece of it, so it don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel as, you know, I'm getting paid, you know, I'm making sure, you know, I'm getting the money to take care of what I got to take care of, but at the end of the day, you know, she say, I need or can I have or whatever the case may be, or if something lacking, instead of her asking, is kind of one of those, let me use some of this money that, you know, I got paid with, go ahead and take care of what I got to take care of. Because, you know, we at the end of the day, we don't want a woman to, we don't want to hear a woman say, this need to be fixed or I need to buy this and you ain't did it or, you know, you ain't offered to give me the money to get it. Hey, instead of hearing that, I'd rather just go ahead and just get it on out the way. Because at the end of the day, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours.
Mm-hmm. But good teaching. That's good teaching, Mr. T. Good teaching.
But Mr. T, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this.
I got one of them at home,
too.
Huh?
I got one of them at home, too.
The way
he explained it, I got one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. That's what she would say, right? That's what she would say.
Yeah, yeah. What's yours is yours, and what do you say, Mandy?
I said that's good teaching right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
Dwayne, how you feel about that, Dwayne? Come on in here, Mr. Dwayne. How you feel about that?
Oh, I feel to start it off, it depends what kind of agreement that y'all are entering into as far as man and woman is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. Just like when you ask E-Man to come to work with you, y'all had a contractual agreement. Well, it's going to be like that in marriage too. Because and this is just my opinion.
You all
might have to think about prenuptials.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of agreement are you entering? You
might
be entering an agreement where what's mine is yours and yours is mine. But she has a business, so mm-hmm. therefore you're coming in there, and so God forbid something happened, would you be able to take her business?
See, now she's listening to Mr. Dwayne. What's mine is mine. Yeah, this is
Mr. Dwayne done put a spin on it.
Yeah, this is wisdom talking. Go ahead, Mr. Dwayne.
So therefore, when y'all enter into holy matrimony, you know, the day you say I do, you know, you all have to have your ducks in order, because we don't know what's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now. Eman has kids, Mandy has kids, so therefore, you know, it's complicated, but it can be very simple.
Yes,
so
sir.
So
that's
where
yes.
I go with that.
That's
just
right.
Like
that's
how
good.
You signed an agreement working together, y'all are going to have a marriage agreement signed,
right.
You know, when you come together.
You didn't think about all that, did you, Mandy? Mandy over here with her hands on her.
I'm listening.
Let me hear you all that stuff.
No.
It's mine.
I agree with that. We do have to make sure we have our ducks in order
when it comes to
business and things of that nature, because we don't know what's going to happen down the road. So I do agree with that as well.
Yeah.
That's
a good perspective, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Good perspective.
What do you say, Mr. T?
No, I was saying, I agree with that. I agree with 100% agree with that. But as far as a paycheck every now and then, I'm just saying.
You stick it on the paycheck.
We started on the paycheck. We were going that way, but we were stuck at the paycheck first.
See, Dwayne opened it all up so y'all can get a real big picture of it, see. Because, just talk all that. It's mine. What's mine is you. Yeah, because, see, you have to consider and think about all these things when you're sitting down there, especially when you are an entrepreneur and there's a lot that goes on with it, you know.
But, you know, we've had, not that much detail on the air, but you and I, we have definitely had that conversation before about the business and our roles and just different things. So we did, Mr. Dwayne, go in depth about the business part of it, and we've talked about some things, and we have an understanding. But I think with E-Man, it's the surface part, not the surface, because it carries a lot of weight, but it's the part of when money is deposited into accounts. So this is what he's been kind of talking about. He feel like his money is his money. I don't know where he gets that from, but we need some things to kind of like some things to change just a little bit before
I can
we
help
say
you out.
I do. Okay,
I,
go
I,
ahead.
I
go
can
ahead.
Help you out. This is the perspective
can I
I'm coming
in?
From. Well, give me a minute, Victoria.
One second, Vic. We're still in our monologue.
This is really where I'm really coming from, due to the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, I work for it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You hired me, and I do your job.
That's true.
And so, since I do your job, it becomes my check. I'm gonna let them. I'm gonna let them jump in and chime in. It's just my opinion.
Yeah. Let me give you.
You know,
mine.
I ain't saying I'm right.
I know, but let me give you mine.
And I'm just saying, after I done worked for it, you know, just like I go to work every day.
Right.
You know, I'm the type of brother. You already know this. Most of my job is direct deposit.
Right.
You know, because that's just the system they got to set up on. Got no problem with that. But because when me and Dwayne started working at the Potter's house, they used to give us a hand check.
Yes.
Now they direct deposit. You don't even see your check now.
Yes.
You know, and so you've been giving them a check faithfully, and it's mine. And so, yeah, I deposited it in my account. Why? Because I came to work every day. Hell, I've been late, man. Ain't never been late.
Never been late.
You know, I did everything you ever asked me to do and some. And so I think I'm entitled to that saying that's my money.
Yeah.
You know, that's just weird. That's
and
just
I get
weird,
it. Hey, I get that. As a single man, you should feel that way, right? And if you got, and if you just dating, you have a girlfriend, you don't have a goal or a marriage, you can think that way. But, honey, when you get a wife and she cooking your food, washing your clothes, watching your back, speaking life into you when you have a headache, you know, praying over you at nighttime, you know, after a hard day. Then those dynamics change.
Well, it's the same thing, guys. And it's the same thing when you paying the mortgage. Because, see, last year you had to listen to Mr. Dwayne We was in a, I can't remember what show it was, but he came on the show. And I don't think he minded me saying this. Mm-hmm. He's saying that he almost lost it. I think we were talking about the show being workaholics.
Right.
And we were being out late and why he was working the way he was working, because if he's, we was talking about multiple streams of income, I believe. And he was saying if he'd have compromised, okay, I can come home and sit down, but then if these bills don't get paid.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You remember that conversation, Mr. Dwayne?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And he said, he said, E-Man, I don't know if you know, I almost lost my house. I don't think I ever told you that.
Mm.
And so it made me see it from a different perspective.
Right.
You understand? And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're in a conversation tonight. Me and Mr. T. Smiley, I'm glad Mr. T. Smiley is here, because me and Mr. T. Smiley is in the same boat. We work for two black women,
mm-hmm.
you know, that entrepreneurs got their own company, you know, strong-headed. Miss Kia Davis, you know, just powerful woman, you know, Mandy the mentor, they successful. And we are going to be their husbands, and we get a check from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to get a little bit educated. Listen, you ain't never too old to get no,
right.
You understand? But it's my check, and I want all of it. I don't want you to stop it. I don't want.
Okay, so let me say this to you, bro, E-Man, my future. Let me say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening, Captain. It ain't happening that way.
So what you saying? You stop
listen,
the check?
We both going to pay the mortgage. We both going to do X, Y, and Z, and you're going to bring that check home, and it's going to go. You're going to bring that check to Mandy, okay? Mrs. Masters at the time.
That's all talk.
Yeah.
All that.
Because let me tell you, we're going to exercise.
All that sounds good on the
radio.
Now,
we're going to exit. We're going to exercise this time, too. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to put some things in place tonight after this show now.
See, that's just all talk because we're around the domino table.
Is it domino table talk?
I
think you over there capping.
No, it's just, I got something that you don't even know about. But it's just domino talk.
Oh,
you know, it sounds good, Mandy.
No, it's true.
It sounds real good.
Oh, it's true.
You know, but Mr. T, you laughing, but at the end of the day, Mandy, you know. Yeah, and so, so this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about when your, at the end of the day, when your wife becomes your boss. You understand what I'm saying? And just to, we're having fun. We're around the domino table.
Right.
But real talk is like Mr. Dwayne said, because me and you we done discussed all this behind
scenes. We really have.
And we have got a great understanding of how this is going to work. Because I'm the man. This show say the E-Man after show.
Amen.
It's a song that plays on there.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I'm the man. You know, and respectfully, not, being dominant or anything
right.
like that there, because I know who I am.
Right.
And I know I'm the head. And at the end of the day, that's just how it goes.
Baby,
at the end of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so.
Good man that's going to take her his wife.
For
mm-hmm.
sure that.
Yes.
And so with that being said, to Anthony, are you there? We want to bring you into the. Because I'm dying to hear what Victoria got to say.
Me too.
Yeah, but I'm going to bring Mr. Anthony into this conversation. Hello, Mr. Anthony. Give me some wisdom tonight just before we go to break.
I definitely most will, my brother E-Man, due to the fact that I know you are such a wonderful and awesome Christian man that you are, and I know a lot about your Christian beliefs. I know you are a great intercessor in your
mm-hmm.
prayer life, so I know all this. So with that being
mm-hmm.
said, let me run this scripture here right by you to see if we can clarify some of this about what's yours and what's hers. In
mm-hmm.
the word of Genesis 2, it says that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. So basically what they're saying is once you become one flesh, what belongs to you belongs to her. What belongs to her belongs to you, because y'all combined it together as one flesh. And if
okay,
I can say in a Christian form, now, but
mm-hmm.
these days and time, we do live in a little worldly fashion sometimes due to the mm-hmm. fact that your wife might say, well, I'm going to give you a slight little account to where if you want to buy you some rims for your truck, it's you got an account to the side to do that kind of stuff with. You know,
mm-hmm.
go buy
mm-hmm.
your own rims or
mm-hmm.
go buy your extra refrigerator to sit out in the garage that you want. Help build your man cave, that kind of stuff. Now, that works
right.
out as far as that. You know,
but
you know
that scripture is not talking about. You do know. Mr. Anthony, you do know that scripture is not talking about money, right? When it says you become one, it's not talking about joining your money. It's only we become one. Why? Because as we leave and cleave, it's really telling you the metaphor of taking on, you have grown up to become a man now. You know, it's not really even talking about monetary things. It's only sin. No, you know, and the reason why I'm taking the time to explain that, because we quote a lot of scriptures, but we have to really rightly divide it. It's not really talking about anything tangible at first and foremost. It's a metaphor. All scripture is a metaphor. When it talks about leaving and cleaving, it's telling you just like what the church is made of. And so if the church is made of, but if you put it in a practical sense and use that, if you're using the scriptures to support, that's something you should do. You missed the scripture because that's not exactly what it's talking about. In a real sense, it's only saying to you, because we're a believer, you don't have to be a believer to do this. It's only saying to you, okay, yes, you're taking on her as your bride, as Christ took on the church. And so if you put it in a spiritual confrontation, you know, you say, okay, because it's a lot of people today, Mr. Anthony, it's a lot of people have got married and said they have left their mother and their father, but they still call them mama and daddy. You understand what I'm saying? For money. So if you go to me, this is just my opinion. To me, because I know Bible, If you're seeing it like that, at the end of the day, you can't call mama asking for some help because you're saying, okay, scripture told me I'm supposed to leave and cleave. Mm-hmm. And so we got a lot of, not even in Christian, we just got a lot of people would depend on their parents to help them. They'll go to their family before they come to their husband and their wife.
Right, and I'm definitely not going to do that.
Yeah.
I do like what he said, though. Mm-hmm. Mr. Anthony, I like when you said that there are certain people that their spouse will have an account on the side. Now, that's something that I can agree to. E-man can have an account. We can have an account together.
Sure.
And we both can have a separate account. And, you know, he can build up his man cave in the house and whatever else he wants to do. Matter of fact, I'll help fund it, you know.
Oh, for sure.
But, don't be smiling now.
For sure.
but what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, we'll have all that figured out because that joint account is going to be funded. With that being said, it we'll work that out in agreement. But Mandy, the Mentor International paycheck that you get, you know, we don't talk about that. Now, whether you take a percentage and put it, a small percentage and put it in your personal account and the rest go into our account.
We'll work it out. We'll do a percentage of your show.
But listen, we propose this question to see what other people think. We agree on a lot of things, Eman and myself, and we've figured it out. However, we want to know what other people think. We want to know your feedback, and it's no right or wrong answer. We respect everything that everyone is bringing to the table because we all have different opinions, and we see things differently.
Yes.
And what works for you and your spouse, it works for you and your spouse.
And Mr. Anthony, if you're coming from a biblical standpoint, I get that, but you may not come from a biblical standpoint on a lot of things because for me, you know, and this is just my opinion, I don't use scripture to manipulate anything. I keep it 100, and at the end of the day, it's the reality of everything. And so when a lot of people talk to me by scripture, I take it for as, okay, really explain what you're saying, because at the end of the day, it's a guide, it's a teacher, but you have to see it in a sense at the end of the day, because just like you used the scripture and said it, Mr. Anthony, I agree with from a spiritual standpoint, because that's the way the church is structured and supposed to be anyway.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I know a lot of people that would say leave and cleave, and every time instead of them going to their husband, they run right to their family.
Right.
They run right to their mama. No. Mama, you didn't marry mama. You didn't marry daddy.
I understand, sweetheart, but I feel like.
Yes, and so what are you saying, Mandy? You feel like.
I understand, but I feel like if you have a husband, a wife has a husband, and he has the monies, and she's lacking, and he just refused to give, that's going to push her into reaching out to her family.
We'll talk about that when we come out of break. Why? Because that's not supposed to be.
Right.
Because even last year, Anthony, we was talking about the show, it was the Workaholics, And we was talking about joining a checking accounts and putting your checking accounts together.
Right.
And Anthony, you know, because his dad was was in the day,
mm-hmm.
and they made great money, but he was that type of father that was the breadwinner. He brought everything home the way the times was back
right.
then. And so listening to Mr. Anthony, he's kind of like that man, you know. I'm the man of the house. I want to be responsible for all the bills. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's his impartation from
yes.
his dad.
Mm-hmm. And so that's kudos to him.
Right.
But in the sense, because we're living in different times now, you know, I think even us men and Mr. T and Mr. Dwayne, you can, you know, you the men on the line tonight. Women are moving into power and they're making a lot of more money than men.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Why? Because living in these times where you are the boss and you're making more money, understanding your role, that's why you got to be real careful when you're trying to put the scripture in it, because the reality of it is it becomes, the scripture is not telling you to do it anyway.
Right.
It's teaching you, it's giving you a guide. And so since it's giving you a guide, you can kind of take that metaphor. What is the scripture really teaching me? You know, at the end of the day, you're still the head. And your wife, because she's there to be a help meet to you, M-E-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
What does a help meet? Help you meet your obligation. But you got to have a vision, because if you ain't got a vision, most women ain't going to follow you anyway.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so,
I'm not. Let me tell you something.
Yes, and so when you got most people, most men that don't have vision,
mm-hmm.
and a woman have left, because men, I think this was you was getting ready to say a while ago, If you ain't really got a vision and that woman is put in a position to run back home to mama and daddy, or always keep going back to mama and daddy when they really supposed to have, you know, leave and cleave, you know, now it becomes a different whole situation, because you're not leading them nowhere. You're not taking them nowhere.
Right.
So they feel like you're not doing your job as the head, as the man, which, you know, when you talk about spiritual principles, you are the head of the church. And so being the head, not being dominant over the woman, not being controlling. And so really the question is, when we're talking about the check, when we, I know I'm a Christian.
Right.
Anthony know he a Christian. Dwayne know he a Christian. Mr. T Smiley. But we're talking about practical
yeah.
at the end of the day, because all that stuff goes out the window at
right.
the end. You understand? But we got to take a break. When we come back out of the break. Let's take a break. When we come back out of the
break.
When we come back out of the break, you know, I want to hear what Victoria got to say in all of this. And so you guys keep it locked. It is the man. Get ready to say the man.
It's the E-Man After Show. Keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
Yes, guys. We will be back in the morning. In the morning.
In
a minute. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of this right after this.
You're listening to this.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Right on.
World-class barbershop and salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the T-Man radio show. After Hours radio show on WeTalkRadio.com. We live with T-Man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back in the building. Had to take a little break real quick so we can come back. That's our second break of the night. And so we're going to dive back in this conversation. We are back tonight on the E-Man After Show. This is your number one listening radio show. We got Mandy at the domino table. We got a new caller, Miss Victoria. She's at the domino table. We got Anthony at the domino table. We got Dwayne, and we got Mr. T. Smiley. And so my big six question tonight was, when your wife becomes your boss, when your boss becomes your wife and she give you a check, is it hours or is it mine or is it ours? And so, Mandy, your take is ours, right? Mm-hmm. And so since it's ours, you know, I want to bring this new caller in, and I want to see what she got to say. You've been listening to us around the domino table, so what you got to say about this, all of this, Victoria?
Oh, yeah, and I so don't forget, I got points in on the domino table. Yeah, I'm just with it. Okay, y'all guys. Okay, so I'm going to answer to the question at hand that mm-hmm. you told us. Okay, so then now this is my opinion.
This is only your opinion. It's not a right or wrong.
I feel like it's still a business, you know. So if you work for her, you know, you're supposed to get a paycheck, you know. Mm-hmm. And now once y'all get married and y'all get y'all homes and all that stuff, then it's up to y'all on how y'all want to do it. But mm-hmm. to me, at the end of the day, it's all going into the same household. You know what I'm saying, brother? You have your own account. Amanda have her own account. And then y'all have a joint account. Either way, it's still going into the household. Because mm-hmm. the way me and my husband does it here, you know, I don't go into his finances. He don't go into my finances. And we do have a savings. And mm-hmm. when we need something from each other, we ask, you know, babe, do we have it? You know what I'm saying? And it works from there, and that works perfectly fine for us, you know. But to me, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, once y'all get married and y'all do everything, the money is still going in the household anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but you working for Amanda, yes, you're supposed to get a paycheck. You know, I can't say what's yours is yours and what's yours is Amanda's.
Right.
But at the end, but I just feel like at the end of the day, you know, it's all still going to go into the same household. You know,
okay.
I can't see either y'all being selfish, trying to hide money and all that stuff. I just can't see that, you know. And I think it's going to work perfect for y'all, you know. But again, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all going to go into the same household anyway.
Right. Well, I like everybody's opinion.
I do too.
I like everybody's opinion. I like Victoria's opinion. I like Mr. Anthony's opinion. I like Dwayne's opinion and Mr. T. Smiley's opinion, because we are just only asking the question from the standpoint. Because Mr. T, I don't think he'll been married to a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been married. But I'm talking to someone that owned their own company.
Right.
And so when that person don't
right.
own, you know, it's something that you knew you going into.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking only practical. You know, these are practical principles
right.
that just in life every day, you know, you got life principles that you have to work out, female and male. And when you come together, I like what Mr. Dwayne started out saying, it becomes an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, me and Dwayne, you've been talking about all of this behind the scenes.
Right.
And so we thought we would put it on the table tonight to kind of, you know, get some other opinions on what people think. And, you know, we put it on the table, you know, to kind of try to get what people, you know, they gonna think about it tonight if you know, for not only me and you, Mandy,
uh-huh.
just for a lot of our listeners out there, you know, that could be in that same similar situation.
Because,
right. you know, everybody got an opinion how they're going to do it anyway.
And it's, uh-huh. and rightfully so, every opinion is rightfully so, because
mm-hmm.
even with you and me, Eman,
mm-hmm.
our opinions are our opinions because we're coming from two different worlds
right,
trying
right.
to merge into one. So we're going to see things differently. We're going to have two different opinions about things.
Right.
Right. But I do want to say this, Victoria. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely going into the same household. I do agree with you there, but the way I believe is,
mm-hmm.
Right now, Eman, he gets a check from me, and rightfully so, as you stated, because he works for me. But once he becomes my husband, my protector, the one to take care of his wife, that's
mm-hmm.
just a part of, I think, spouse, period, rather it's me assisting him in the things that he do, because he does a lot, and him assisting me. I don't think that, you know, a paycheck should come with that after you're married, because it's my
oh, wow.
job to help you, Eman. It's your job to help me. I want to see you succeed, and I'm sure you want to see me succeed.
Right.
So it's just reciprocity on both ends.
And so with that being said, I ask this question to everybody that's on the panel. You know, Mr. T, are you there? Are you
yes,
still
sir,
there,
I'm
Mr.
Here.
T? I'll ask, because I know you said you had something you wanted to say. I want you to jump in here. I ask this question, you know, because we're not asking the question because we're not doing nothing separate anyway.
Right.
We're just getting opinions because we just thought it was unique, you know, you being my boss, because I think I was saying to you, I said, you know what, man, you talking about getting married, you're going to be my boss. Is that check going to stop? You ain't going to hide it, no way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, you know, I just wanted to know what, you know, your perspective, how you view things and how you see things.
Right.
And then after me and you discussed it, I said, is that the way you see it? Because at the end of the day, it goes the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was your boss and I'm giving you a check.
Right.
You remember when we talked about it? I said, now I'm your boss and I marry you.
Mm-hmm.
You still going to want your check. Not want your check in the standpoint of hiding it.
Right.
Not want your spam check, like, email, you can't have none of it. Not want the paycheck to not help because at the end of the day, you feel like you work for it. Yeah,
I'm going to be honest, though. I'm thinking about it when you turn it around. Yeah, I probably still want my check, but we ain't talking about me right now.
That's the perspective I'm coming from, Mr. T. You understand what I'm saying? Mr. T,
yes,
you heard her laughing now, because at the end of the day, we're around the domino table, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, and we all got different opinions and perspectives. Yeah, because women are moving into the forefront, and they're a lot of our bosses, and we're not talking about having the check from keeping it from your wife and doing all of that.
Right.
Everybody household is ran different. We're only proposing the question because at the end of the day, you know, I just been taught by my mother well and my father well.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, save your money.
And you are good at that.
Make sure you save more money. Make sure you have a sum to fall back on for a rainy day. Because
mm-hmm.
my dad used to say all the time, you're going to get married one day.
Right.
You know, and listen, you don't want your wife to have to go, you know, come back home to ask mama to get her a battery.
Right.
You don't want your wife to have to ask, okay, baby, I got a flat out there. Can you go fix it? You're supposed to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But this man and y'all on the neighborhood, this is how my daddy used to talk. But listen, if they're going to spin it all up, they can't get mad. they can't be good mad every time. You understand? And he said, so make sure, son, that, you know, you have money put away for a rainy day.
Right.
Make sure you govern your money. Make mm-hmm. sure you keep up with it. Because she's going to get, he said the same thing, she's going to get it anyway because it's all in the same household.
Right.
You know, and I heard Dwayne say, really, Dwayne kind of put it in a nice perspective because it's all negotiation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so at the end of the day, we put it all together. And once we put it all together, you know, like Victoria said, and I think everyone's saying, it's still my check. I work
right,
for
it's
it.
It's still yours. It's
but,
just,
so
I have
you
access.
Saying you want some
I just have access to it, that's all.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you got one of my credit cards now you ain't gave back.
Right.
Yeah. Can I have that one back?
I'm holding that on to that one with life.
You think I forgot this?
We
did a conference yesterday, an awesome conference, and we sold into this conference. You make sure I get my credit card back.
Oh, I have to tell you, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I can tell you now because we live on the show. And you might not want me to say this, but I'm going to say it.
No, because I can tell if you don't use it.
But I'm going to tell you something about, and I'm going to tell you something outside of your check right quick.
Uh-huh.
And you won't think about it, but let me tell you this. So remember when you, on your job, you had gotten the Amazon gift card,
mm-hmm.
and I had told you, I said, well, let me just see if it, let me, you know, I added it to my Amazon account.
Oh, yeah?
Because you didn't have an Amazon account.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to just check it, but it added it. I added it. But anyway, well, so I found out that the person, person that carries the hair I wear,
mm-hmm.
they were on Amazon. So remember when I ordered that hair?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it off of your Amazon card.
I already know that.
I was just
going to wait to see what you were going to tell me. I was going
to
say,
no idea.
Yeah,
I've been waiting. Tonight I thought about it as we were talking. I'm like, well, I guess I'll tell E-Man this. I forgot to tell you. I was going to tell you.
You know, I know you use my credit card, too. Because they get dinged. If you use a certain amount, because when we set up the account, it's only so much you can use a day.
Mm.
And if I go over it, they're going to try to find out if it's me.
Mm.
And I said, oh, man, that's what made me realize you got it.
Right.
So give me back the show is over with tonight, and we'll be good. Mr. T smiling. Oh, listen, I got my stuff fixed. Dwayne, I got stuff fixed. I know everything that's going on.
He really knew. I knew that because you told me. Let me tell you something. When I first had access to the credit card, you told me, they said, man, this certain amount you told me about, you said, if it go over this, it notifies me.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew. Trust me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm just making sure you understand when you get out there and get happy.
I understand.
And so Mr. Wayne have taught me a lot. And so, you know, I say, okay, I'm going to see if Mandy going to say this and say that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't said nothing.
Right.
It's good you came clean tonight because I was waiting on you to tell me.
Well, we were talking. I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? This is the perfect time to bring that up.
Mr. T, what you got to say tonight, Mr. T? What's your spin on all this, Mr. T?
Mandy, next time.
Oh, my God. This is.
The two payments. That way
you
never know.
Yeah, we can barely hear you.
Split him up into two payments. He'll never know
okay.
That way it won't be for the
girl,
highest payment. Girl, you got to know how
you.
To do it, girl.
You got to teach me something because I don't want swiping, email, calling my phone. What you doing? I'm like, what?
You know, Mandy.
Yes, sir.
Miss Mandy.
Yes,
I want to ask a question to you and Mr. Email. To all of y'all out there, why do people
mm-hmm.
get married? What is the purpose of getting married?
For me, Mr. Dwayne, first and foremost, the reason why I accepted E-Man's proposal is because I found E-Man to be a man that operate out of integrity, you know. And since he and I have been connected, as we begin to walk out these last 2 years together, he's been a protector. You know, he's been a confidant, somebody I can go and talk to, somebody that was really concerned about me, not only me, my family, and somebody that was just really an example. That's really why I married, you know, I accepted the proposal because I knew that he would be fitting for me to walk out life with. And also, as we begin to grow together, I have to say, I truly love this man. So our foundation was really built on, although we started out working together, but our foundation was really built on integrity, trust, and as we begin to move, and love, definitely love. So that's why I married him. But with the monies and everything else, that's I think that that's an add-on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, it you know, bills have to be paid. Let me say that. But that's an add-on. But it was really the type of man that I knew he was. And I learned that through watching his life.
Everything that she said, Mr. Dwayne, right there. All of that. I just make mine simple. Everything that she said. And so
speaking of it, I guess where I was going is, why do people get married?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You know, I think it was Tyler Perry wrote a didn't he write a movie that why do we get married?
Why did I get married?
Yeah.
Why do we want to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Davis, you on the line tonight? I mean, I done brung the.
I heard it like she snuck out. Did she sneak out?
Hello, Miss Kia Davis, are you there?
Listen, Kia D is in the building.
All right.
I done bring you out of the retirement on your birthday,
okay.
Huh? Hi, Miss Kia. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I shout out to the email after show and everybody around the domino table. I'm having a great time. I definitely want to chime in on that topic, but this topic is even greater. Why do people get married? Sometimes it's the pipe. I ain't no disrespect to folks listening on your show, but sometimes, you know, that's the main reason why people get married, and then that's sometimes the reason why they get divorced, because that same thing can't keep them. So you got to watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is it? Is it pipematized? What is it?
Okay,
oh,
you gonna put a whole different twist
put
on
it. Spin on it.
It's all about laying that pipe. Is that what you saying, Miss Davis?
But she's
okay.
True.
Okay.
Some women. Yeah. Right. So some of y'all out there, if you're listening,
Let me say something.
Okay.
Come on, Mr. T. Smiley. Here we go. Let's get into this conversation.
This is not coming from us. That's not coming from us.
Right. That's either.
You bring your disclaimer.
I know y'all just had that birthday, and I know there was room service going on, so we want to make sure.
Right. Email.
Oh, my God.
You know he can't talk like he wants to. His pastor listening tonight.
Right.
Yeah. For sure that. Yeah, I got you. This is what, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do around the domino table. Because Mr. T and Ms. Davis, well, you know, because I produced it, my own show. I produced this show. Ms. Davis allowed me to produce this show and Mandy. And one night I played Stand Up In It. You just remind me of the soul. You understand?
This is for after the lights go out. You guys.
You remember that song I played, Mr. T? And I talk about, because, you know, they probably messed a whole lot of Christian people up because, you know, in the words of Steve Harvey, I know you saved, but where you think all the other little Christians come from?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I play Stand Up In It, and most Christian people are losing. Because, once again, you know, we want to make sure that, because we grown people. This is grown folk talk.
Right.
And this is really for after the lights go out with Kia D conversation.
Right.
I'm finna plug her. Miss Davis, I'm finna plug your two shows. Kia Davis, ladies and gentlemen, she's the owner of this network. She got a show, man, what is it called? Kia D, the Unplugged Show.
After the lights go out.
Monday nights is the Kia D Unplugged Show on Monday night.
Right.
On Wednesday night, it's after the lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all need to call these shows. Y'all don't know Miss Kia Davis like I do.
I mean, she just came in and busted wide open, okay?
Yeah, this is real talk. You know, why? Because that is true.
You're
know,
right.
And Dwayne asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
She just put a different answer to it.
She said, I mean, this is my word. She said some people is pipematized.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get married.
I'm telling you.
That's a new one right there. Yes.
Hey, but
man,
we do have to have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true, though. It's true, though. It's
yes,
true.
Ma'am. Victoria, go right here, Victoria.
Yes.
Is that,
yeah,
so
no,
why did you marry your husband?
What she said was true.
Okay, so Victoria, why did you marry your
don't
husband?
Don't be asking her like that, man.
My husband,
okay.
He came into my life at a vulnerable time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after we got married, this man proved to me in every
mm-hmm.
which way possible that I was the woman for him. He was not going to give up, and he did not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we got married, and even when we got married, I still wasn't ready. But he did
okay.
not give up on me. And I thank
ooh.
God he did not give up on me because God knew what I needed, not what I wanted. He knew what I needed, and he knew that I needed Marcus Malone to be in my life as my husband. And like I said, and with the finances thing, it just works out. You know what I'm saying? It just works out. Like I said, I don't go into his finances. He don't go into my finances. Yet we
mm-hmm.
and we do have a joint savings that he know. I told him I don't want no access to it because I'm not good with money. You know what I'm saying? But,
right,
you
right.
know, we put everything.
Great.
We put everything together. But it was God. I have to give credit to God that brought
mm-hmm.
this man into my life at that moment because I was headed down spiral. You know what I'm saying? I was
mm-hmm.
at the lowest of the low. And this man brought me back, and now I'm at cloud nine. And because, I'm at cloud nine. And finances, I must say, finances has never been an issue with us because,
right.
you know, we have an agreement. You know, I don't mess with his finances. He don't
mm-hmm.
mess with ours. We will get together and see, okay, what do we have? We do not include our savings because we're just building. Long as we don't know what's in there, we're just building. And he sure don't give me the debit card because if I know, oh, Lord have mercy, it'll be empty.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, we were really just trying to see if you were pipematized. That's what we wanted to know. But thank you for the testimony.
Can I be honest about that? I'm going to
yes,
say
ma'am.
That did have something to do with it. It was other options.
Yeah,
yes.
Well.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
It was God's
yeah,
will.
Yeah, pipe
you know.
You'll learn some stuff on the email. And this is a grown folks. See, you got to
right,
be mature
right.
enough
yes.
to handle these kind of shows because at the end of the day, this is real talk. This is what we
right.
do around the domino table. You know, we do this around the domino table with men. Men come around the domino table. We have these kind of conversations. We write to. You don't need to be intimidated. You don't need
mm-mm.
to be, you know,
mm-mm.
because at the end of the day, you know, we got to keep it 100.
Right.
And because there's some women just heard Miss Davis say, yeah, you know, you can get blind by being what you call a man that's pipematized.
Right.
You know, and so
right.
Some people
right.
make a lot of decisions like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
sometimes
so,
they're not good decisions.
Right. And, you said something, Eman, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say this, and I'll pull back out of it. You said we have to be able to have these grown conversations. These are the type of conversations we do have when Miss Kia D brought what she brought up
mm-hmm.
about why some people get married. These are the type of conversations we have in mentorship
mm-hmm.
under the biblical foundation. You know, we talk about stuff like this because
okay.
this is real talk.
Right.
This is something
ooh.
That teaches us and uncover our eyes. Why are you really drawn? Why are you making these important decisions that's going to impact your life for longevity?
Yes.
So it's important to talk about these things. Now, we're laughing about it, but what Ms. Kia Davis said, that was real talk right there.
Yeah, because I'm reminded, fellas and ladies at the domino table tonight, I'm reminded of something that my pastor did say, because last year he did this series called Model Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an awesome series. You can go back and check that series out. I mean, I think me and you sit down and watched a little bit of it, me and
right.
D, because, you know, we have tried to dot every T and every I.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing my pastor up is because he's a great influencer. And in that, you know, coming from a practical standpoint, it's just like he see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't pick no woman because she go to church.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? What is he telling? Because a lot of times, because in Christian, we think that because we Christian people,
mm-hmm.
that we base everything off of Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss the mind on the major on the mind. Me and you are two opposite people,
yes,
two different people.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm pretty laid back, mainly passionate about everything. Mr. Dwayne, you hear me? Just passionate about it. My God.
I really am. Listen.
But, you know, we offset each other
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. Listen, it ain't that doggone serious.
Whatever. He may be looking at me. He may be just sitting back looking at me sometimes. And I'd be like, I don't know. It's but we do balance each other out.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. And people see that.
Yeah,
we get a lot of compliments. Thank you. We get a lot of compliments because
mm-hmm.
because people say you guys balance one another, you know.
And for me, Miss Davis and Mr. Smiley, Mr. Anthony and Miss Victoria, thank you, Victoria, for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
You need to keep following the email after the show. I love your perspective. You need to keep calling in. And write your friends
thank you.
On.
And don't forget, me and somebody is tied on the domino game. We're in the lead. Just FYI.
It got to be me and you because I called at 15. It got to be me and you because I called
at
15.
And I called
at 15.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. I'm a domino fanatic.
Okay.
I love the show.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell all your friends about We Talk Radio Network.
Yes,
I want y'all to go to our YouTube channel over here and subscribe on. They got T-shirts. I want you to go in the bookstore.
Yes.
We want you to support this. This is a Black-owned network. I love Miss Kia Davis. Me and Miss Kia Davis been friends down through the years. Listen, I don't get no favors from Miss Davis at all. You know, Miss Davis is real. I admire her. Like me and I introduced you to her. I told
you did.
I said Miss Kia Davis gonna come with a lot of wisdom.
Yes.
She ain't nothing fake about her.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And I didn't have to tell you no more. You have learned for your own.
Yes.
She have a great man by her side.
Mm-hmm.
These are real, you know, when you find genuine people like this here, you know, you could come from different perspectives, come from different, you know, ideologies. And 'cause that's why we did talk about DEI last year, because we got to be real also careful. Yeah, we all believers in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But this is E-Man. I'm practical before I'm spiritual.
Right.
You know, I don't see nothing spiritually first.
Right.
I you know, why? Because I'm a human being and I live in a real world.
Yeah.
And I deal with real world principles and things that I can't figure out from a natural standpoint.
Right.
Then that's the part I take to God, because that's the part I can't fix anyway.
Right.
And so that's where my spirituality kicks. My spirituality never kicks in first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need me. I'm just talking about E-Man. Y'all may do it different.
Right.
You know, I don't go to the Bible first.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That the E-Man don't do that. I learned what I've been taught through my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I call people that I think that can help me in certain areas.
Right.
And then scripture do say it like this, you know, wisdom is the principal thing.
Right.
But what he's saying is a lot of us don't have wisdom. And so he said, if you lack of wisdom, you know, ask God for wisdom. But then he also says, he says it like this, he's just being practical. You know, Carter G. Woodson said, the miseducated Negro, they'll lead you astray every time.
Right.
Why? Because we are unlearned.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you are unlearned, you know, you are perished. Because why? You're not knowledgeable about just even being a man.
Yeah.
Kia Davis came on talking about laying some pipe.
Right.
We grown folk.
Right.
At the end of the day, what Janet Jackson said, no finance, no romance.
Mm-hmm.
It all ties together.
Yeah.
It's got to be working in with all levels. Now, let me say this here to, you know, though, me and you ain't married yet, Mandy.
Not yet.
And so since we ain't married yet, that part we can't even speak on.
No, we laugh about it, though.
Yeah.
But let me say this. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Practicality is very important. And these are conversations not just, I mean, I think everybody should be privy to. I told you in mentorship, we talk about this type of stuff.
Right.
Because let me tell you, this type of stuff, laying the pipe, have affected my life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was pregnant at the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and it came, you know, having sex, X, Y, Z. This is why we tackle these topics, you mm-hmm. know, and we talk about these things. So a lot of times in the, when we talk about spiritual, you said spiritual and practical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual themes, and that's involved as well, but we kind of like slide past that
mm-hmm.
because we feel like, okay, that's not something we should really just dabble into, but that's the main thing
mm-hmm.
we should be dabbling into is talking about sex and things of that nature, because you have women out here
mm-hmm.
who, I mean, they get some sex that they've never had before, and it's so intense. You know, I mean, their parents are like, what's wrong with you, girl? You act like you done lost your mind. They don't hear nothing else. They looking at the phone all day, seeing if old boy done called. if he done tipped them off, they mad at the world. You know, come on now. So that's why we have to tackle these subjects. These subjects need to be addressed.
Well, don't be trying to turn me out like that when we get married, man.
Boy, listen, I'm going to tell you a little something once we get married, okay? Your nose going to be wide open. Honey, you're going to be turning flip. You're going to be bringing all that money home. I ain't even worried about it.
Oh, wow. You joking me Wow. I ain't mad at you.
Listen, I'm gonna have the license to act up then, okay?
Mr. T Smiley. You hearing all that, right? She talking about nose wide open. We'll see.
I mean, once we get married, that's for a game. Once we get married, okay? It's gonna be the bed undefiled. But until then, we good.
Well, we're gonna have that conversation too. We're gonna get into talking about sex in the bedroom,
right?
Because at the end of the day, you know, Miss Davis, still there? You still there, Miss Davis?
Listen, I am here. I just know by tomorrow y'all gonna be married. By next Sunday, y'all gonna come back. Congratulations. I'm ready to see. I want to just be a fly on the wall. I'm just
look.
E-man
gonna be look here, Miss Davis. E-man gonna be thinking about that statement all night long.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have to get off this line, but I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. God is going to pour our blessings. Mandy,
Amen.
Yes. Same mm-hmm. with you guys. God is going to pour our blessings. I pray on you nuptials, and y'all get y'all little checks and finances together, because at the end of the day, it's still all going to go into the same household. No matter how y'all do it, it's still going to be the same household.
Thank you.
That's right. I enjoyed the show. I love you guys. Can't wait for next Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you come back next Sunday, and just before you go, Victoria, we already see it all of that. We on here talking, but we have already sat down and discussed all that. Got those ducks in order, how this gonna work, and how it's supposed to work.
Right.
And so this is to help somebody that's on the network tonight. And thank you for calling, Victoria. Call us back next Sunday. You be blessed.
Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you, ma'am.
I sure will. Y'all have a
I think she went away. What'd you say, Mr. Smiley? Go right here, sir.
Oh, I wanted to bring this up while we talking about, you know, while we talking about all this before you end. I don't know where
mm-hmm.
we at in the show, but I just wanted to just give y'all, everybody that's here, everybody that's on the line, since we've been talking
mm-hmm.
about all this goodness, join the Cave Radio Show next Saturday at 10 a.m. Well,
mm-hmm.
our topic will be the Dallas Strip Club's closing at 2 a.m. now instead of 5 o'clock. And so that's going to be our topic for next Saturday at 10 a.m. So I want y'all to tune in because it's going down.
On the Cave Radio Show.
The Cave Radio Show.
The T Smiley Morning Show is the Cave Radio Show. So you say the strip clubs are closing down?
At 2 a.m.
They did a vote last week
mm-hmm.
and down at the City Hall, and the vote was 15-0 on them moving ahead and closing these strip clubs down at 2 o'clock a.m. instead of being open at like 5. You know, some of them are open 24 hours. So, you know, it's a lot of people that's going to be upset. You know what I'm saying?
I'm upset.
I don't know. That takes away my part-time job. I got to find a new part-time gig now.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that.
Well,
so
now.
Y'all tune in.
Oh, that's going to be
in the Cave Radio Show next Saturday.
Well, that's going to be an awesome show. So all of you out there on the network, we want you to join the K Radio Show. Me and Mandy have the opportunity to sit in for the vacation and T Smiley. It is a great men show.
Great
Cause,
show.
Because this is men talk, mm-hmm. you know, and if men don't recognize, and this is for Christian men, this is for all men. If you're a Christian, you need to have these kind of men talk, you know. If you're not a Christian, you need to have these. Why? Because we're men. And so being men, you're not isolated, you know, out of the conversation. You know why? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and me and Dwayne know this here, you know, because we talk about a lot of this stuff too,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of young ladies and a lot of people do it for pleasure,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people do it because at the end of the day, it's a job to them.
Right, right.
You know, they're not, some of them, a lot of them doing it for pleasure, but a lot of them say, hey, right now I need to take care of my family.
That's so true.
And would you agree, Mr. Dwayne? Right now, I need to take care of my family. They offer me a job, and I see it just as a job. Because I always tell people this here, who you are and what you do is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people keep it in moderation, and some people say, hey, I always say when you know who you are, you know whose you are, and we got to be also careful that we understand and get understanding. Scripture is telling you not what to do. It's not telling you what to do. It's a metaphor in teaching you biblical principles. This is why you have so many billionaires that have become billionaires, have tapped into principles of
mm-hmm.
giving.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Bible is, just like any other book, is just the only historical book written. And so that book being written like that is giving you, is teaching you guidelines for your natural life just as well as your spiritual life. And so as you study it, you read it, you can apply this book in a lot of areas in your life, which is the Bible.
Right.
And you can apply other books in your life. Why? Because when God created you, he created you in human form.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take those principles and apply them to your life in whatever area you are in your life. But is it the catalyst for you to say, oh, no, I'm not going to work at a strip club, because that's not what it's saying. Because at the end of the day, if you need a job
mm-hmm.
and they offer you a job, and you don't, because you know you working because now you got to take care of your family, because at the end of the day, ain't no more job. You know, it'd be different if you ain't got options. And a lot of times, some of these young ladies, they don't have options. This is what they do, and they make a living, and they take care of their kids. They may not be proud of it. Why?
Right.
Because we as a people,
uh-huh.
and I'm talking about black people, we have put a, would you agree to this, Ms. Davis? We have put a stigma on certain things. Certain things look dirty to us because white theology teaches you that. You know, you start looking at things and start deeming down things to, okay, that's not good. You know, that's bad. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do this. But at the end of the day, the reality of life is just this here. You got to do what you got to do. I heard Bishop Jake say this when he was talking this morning. Those of you that follow the E-Man show, you know I'm a member of the Potter's House. We get ready to do our pastors, and Ms. Davis, I'm going to talk to you about that, pastors and leadership conference, which is, not pastors in leadership conference, leadership conference. He started today
mm-hmm.
teaching what is a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if you don't really understand, and I don't think, if I can even remember, he didn't even come from a scripture today. I think he did, because he tied it up with Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when he got through talking, Christian or non-Christian, what he was talking about today
mm-hmm.
is for the whole man. It's for everybody. Why? Because Ms. Davis is on the line, and the reason why I said I got to talk to her about it, because I think this conference, you know, it'll be good for people like even you, Mandy, people that's in have corporations, little entrepreneurs, leaders, because everybody's a leader in some capacity.
Right.
If you ain't doing nothing but leading your kids.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But you got to understand those principles.
Yeah.
And just because he don't use Bible to break down what he's teaching
mm-hmm.
does not mean that, you know, okay, should I agree with that? Should I disagree with
right.
that? Why? Because at the end of the day, this is a successful black businessman, T.D. Jakes. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, T.D. Jakes Enterprises and all the stuff he do.
Right.
You know, we go and we learn. He just has to be doing it on a Christian platform.
Yeah, when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
He did. I listened to his message today, which was awesome. He talked about principles to leadership. And anyone that's in leadership, that's inspiring to be a leader, they can gravitate to those principles.
Yes.
It's just like sowing and reaping. That just doesn't apply to the church. That's for anyone.
Right, right.
Whatever you put in, you're going to get out, you
right,
know?
Right.
And so it's, and let me just say this. I just want to tap into about the strip. The strip
club.
First of all, I want to talk about the people, what you said, but I want to go back. So he said the strip club is going to be closing at 2 instead of 5, meaning a whole lot of people will be at home early now. Whole lot of people are going to be at home earlier now. But when you talked about the jobs, listen, I've known women that have stripped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because the majority, because they felt like they had to, if it was job skills or if it was just that's the only way they knew to make money. But let me tell you, when I sat down and I began to speak with these women, I found out that these women had a wealth of information. Like,
yes,
they had so many talents and things of that nature. Now, me personally,
mm-hmm,
and just being honest,
yeah,
I wouldn't recommend for somebody to go dance, you know, that's not my call. But if they asked me, if you
mm-hmm
asked me,
yeah,
that wouldn't be my recommendation. But then I may not have a job to give you either. But with that being said, I love you. I don't discriminate, and I've had the opportunity to speak to these women, and a lot of them are so talented.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have good heads on their shoulders.
Right.
It's just that a lot of them feel like that the type of lifestyle they're accustomed to,
mm-hmm,
or due to lack of job skills,
mm-hmm,
and things of that nature, having mouths to feed, they felt like that was the way to go, and it was easier,
right,
for them to get into the door that way.
Okay.
So it didn't take away from them being someone that have a great mindset,
right,
and things of that nature. That it doesn't take that away from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're really great people because they're people,
right,
too.
Well, we're going to save all that for the K Radio Show next Saturday morning.
Right.
You know, next Saturday morning, Mr. T. Smiley is going to tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want
yeah
you men to be a part of that. Why? Because we have platforms that we can have these kind of discussions,
right,
and come around the domino table and talk and have these kind of discussions. Why? Because we, first of all, mature enough to have the conversation.
Right.
And the other thing, we have a owner that allow us to have given us a platform because – just in our community alone, I see I got 15 minutes left, but we're going to go ahead and get ready to end the show because it's a late show.
Right.
At the end of the day, when I talk about having these kind of discussions,
mm-hmm,
these are kind of discussions we shy away from.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, once again, we've been conditioned in our mind as a people,
mm-hmm,
especially in a lot of people. Someone was telling me the other day, they say, E-Man, you kind of, you know, you come hard on Christian people. I say, I'm going to be a Paul. You understand what I'm saying? Because Paul taught us, because he spoke five different languages.
Yeah.
And so you have to know how to decipher and understand the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're understanding the conversation, you're not tricked with theology to believe that you see everything through one lens, and that's a Christian lens.
Right.
Because you have missed the whole purpose of the reason why you've been put on earth. Mm-hmm. And so, but white theology teaches you totally different because everybody think man did. And the reason why I call it white theology, because if we go back to historic and start talking about the Bible,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people are getting lost anyway because they don't really know the God that they serving anyway, because
mm-hmm
they don't even understand him. They don't even know,
mm-hmm,
they don't even know where all that comes. They don't even know about Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's been taken out of the
right
book that you read. And so you don't really understand the historical stuff. So you see things spiritually when you don't really understand. It's just a testator. It's
mm-hmm
just a guide. It's a teacher
mm-hmm
to teach your people. So, Ms. Davis, with that being said, Mr. T. Smiley, Mr. Anthony, and Mr. Dwayne, we got to get ready to end this show tonight. This
yes
has been
sir
a great show.
Yes.
The E-Man After Show. I had a guest tonight, and he'll be here next Sunday night. He had an obligation that come up. And he'll definitely be with us on next Sunday night. So you guys come back. It's the E-Man After Show. I love this show. Ms. Davis, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
You know. And Ms. Davis.
Absolutely.
Mr. T. Smiley.
Yes, sir.
You ain't piped out over there, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know. Yeah. You ain't whooped over there.
Oh, my.
Oh,
my.
I'm good, man.
Did he say it? Did he say it?
You were whipped over there. You missed
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord.
No,
just no,
man.
No, man.
Okay. Okay.
Never that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That did not sound convincing at all.
Now, you know, look, he may have caught him off guard. He just had to come with
right.
some, you know, it didn't even
right.
sound. We know, Mr. T. Smiley, we know front when we hear you capping.
Well, I'm just going to be quiet. I was over here enjoying y'all talking, you know what I'm saying? You caught me off guard, brother. You did.
I understand. I was waiting for that, huh?
All good.
No, it's all good. Well, we appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys for joining the show on tonight.
Yes.
Listen, tell us something about the E-Man After Show. Listen, we want you to join us tomorrow night. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Monday night is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. She got some hot topics that she's going to put out there. Listen, guys, you don't want to miss the Kia D Unplugged Show every Monday night. You don't want to miss Groovy Tuesday every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss After the Lights Go Out on a Wednesday night with Kia Davis. Now, that's grown folk talk right there, man. You definitely want to check that show out. Then the Cave Radio show that Mr. T. Smiley is talking about. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about the strip club closing at 2 to the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of mad folk out there. They're probably going to be protesting.
A lot of men going to be at home early, too.
A lot of men going to be at home early.
Mm-hmm. So, wise, if you don't got complacent, because you're like, he good. He'll be home at 5 o'clock. Get ready. You'll be home at 2.
And then on Sunday morning, we got something for you all day long. You can get some inspiration. You can get some word with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. It is the Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Then you can come back. My good friends, Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack. It's brand new day with Emily Blue and Dion Lack there at 7 o'clock right here on We Talk Radio Network. Then you got the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
We shut it down on Sunday nights with the E-Man After Show. So you guys come back. Ain't no telling what you're going to hear over here on the E-Man After Show. We'll talk
right.
about it all.
Right.
And until the owner tell me I can't, we're going to be talking about it. And so we're appreciative to all of you guys. Write me. I get your questions. You know, we got a lot of stuff we're going to dap into. But we want you to be open-minded. Why? Because we have a platform as a people to be able to have all kind of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to keep this thing going. So, Mandy, listen, it's been a great show. I want to thank all of you that's been on at the domino table tonight. I don't know who won the game. I think we all tied. I think Miss Kia D probably got it. I think Miss Kia D probably came in. Y'all ladies probably whooped tonight because she came in with a whole totally different speed.
Right.
Yeah.
She did. She really did.
Mr. Anthony and Mr. Dwayne, they worn up on us. We're going to have to get them back. And so I want to thank Miss Victoria who called in. Listen, ladies, you can join the domino table. It's going to be on and popping. We just getting started.
That's right.
So, Miss Davis, you got one more day to celebrate your birthday.
One more.
You know, and I know you're celebrating all month long. You got one more day. And so you enjoy your birthday, and we'll talk to you. And so, Mandy. Let's get ready to get up out of here. So yes, ma'am. Thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Let me get out my cash app because people been blessing me all week. Started out with y'all. I'm going to give it out one more time. It's dollar bill sign Kia D 79. K-I-A-D 79. That's Kia D. The D is for devastatingly dynamic. 79.
All right.
Thanks, man. I take y'all out for
our y'all make sure. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that Cash App now.
Yes. And so, Mandy, once again, we want to appreciate all of you that's over on the network. And so, guys, I thank y'all once again for joining the E-Man After Show. So, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.